It's December 3rd, 2017. Welcome to Sunday at CMU. I'm your host, Aaron Epp. You are listening to a weekly radio program of Canadian Mennonite University. CMU is a university of the church in the world. I invite you to pray with me. All-powerful God, increase our strength of will for doing good, that Christ may find an eager welcome at his coming and call us to his side in the kingdom of heaven, where he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our speaker on the program this Advent season is Dr. Andrew Dick, Assistant Professor of Ministry Studies at CMU. Thank you, Andrew, for taking the time to speak to us.
On this year's first Sunday of Advent, I greet you with a few sentences by the Apostle Paul. I'm reading from his first epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 1, verses 3 to 9. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that was given you in Christ Jesus, that in every way you were enriched in him, in all speech and all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will sustain you to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. During Advent, we anticipate all kinds of Christmas celebrations. We look forward to celebrating Jesus' coming as a baby in Bethlehem, whether with family gatherings, gift exchanges, or church services. We also celebrate the ways Jesus comes to each of us, God's children. But today's scripture turns our attention to Christ's second coming, when he will inaugurate the new earth and the new heaven. Paul begins his letter with blessings and affirmations. Grace to you and peace. I always thank God for you. God gave you grace. You've been enriched. The testimony about Christ has been confirmed among you. In other words, the good news about Jesus has been verified in you and in your congregation. When others look at you people, it's clear. The gospel is true. It's for real. Then Paul speaks about Jesus' second coming. Paul writes, "These blessings come as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ." To use Paul's Greek word, as you await the apocalypse of our Lord. Apocalypse was not always the dreadful, dire word we associate with movies and paintings. In biblical times, apocalypse was a positive word. It meant that a secret had been disclosed. Something hidden had been brought into the open. The curtain had been pulled back to reveal who had been present all along. We just hadn't seen him. Paul is saying that now, when we don't see Jesus, we already receive God's blessings while we wait for the day when God will reveal Jesus' presence. That will be the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Advent is a celebration of that revealing day. But just as there are people who do not look forward to Christmas, there may be people who find it hard to look forward to the day of our Lord. It is hard sometimes to look forward to the revealing of Jesus at the end, whether at the end of our own life or at the end of everything when Christ returns. One group that I think may find it difficult to anticipate Jesus' return is those people who live with mental illness. I've learned from acquaintances and experts that people facing depression, for instance, may feel that they are far away from God. When you're going through a low point in your mental health, it can seem entirely impossible to connect with God. The prospect of knowing or seeing Jesus may seem completely unattainable. Your struggle to achieve mental health may make you feel that your faith is useless. If that's your experience, I give you Paul's words from verse 8. God in Christ will sustain you to the end. The security of your life, the basis of your status with God, it rests with God in Christ. It is Christ who will sustain you at the end, no matter how disappointed, unwell, or anxious you feel. Not only that, but Paul says that God will sustain you to the end guiltless. In the end, there will be no accusations leveled against you, no recriminations, because God is faithful. The God who invites you to entrust your life to Jesus is the same God who will confirm you as part of his family in the end. You will be completely welcomed. You are not abandoned. Whatever challenges to faith you are facing, I pray that you can receive these words of hope as we look forward to the advent of Jesus Christ. He will sustain you to the end, guiltless, in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful. Grace and peace to you. Amen.
Thank you for joining me this morning for Sunday at CMU. May your heart be open to the coming of a Savior in this season. I invite you to pray for our mission of Christian university education. You can send your comments and donations to Sunday at CMU, 500 Shaftesbury Boulevard, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3P 2N2, or email us at sunday@cmu.ca. Until next week, my prayer for you is this. May God bless you and keep you. May the face of God shine on you and give you peace. Amen.